You are listening to WSIU. This is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Coming up this evening and next week, you can get a special look inside Bill's brain. It's a special series of talks and screenings of a documentary that focus on Bill Gates. We thought we'd talk about that with the sponsor of the program and someone who may know a little bit about it. Bruce Durance leads the Leadership Development Program at SIU. Bruce, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jennifer. Pleasure and to be here.
One of the other guests that'll be a part of this program is Kevin Purcell. Kevin used to be the Senior Director of Organizational Development for Microsoft, so you know a little bit about what goes on inside Bill Gates' brain, I'm sure.
Well, that was the idea. I mean, as a founder of the company and the CEO when I worked there, if you didn't understand Bill, you couldn't be successful.
What do you think, Kevin, is the most important thing for people to know or to remember about Bill Gates?
Well, in my opinion, he's the clearest thinking, smart person I've ever been around. And that's no small praise, because Microsoft has a lot of very smart people. But Bill really had the when he was at his best, his mind was relatively uncluttered. It was busy and active, but he really could listen extremely clearly and speak extremely clearly. He rarely wasted words when he spoke, and chose his words carefully for his desired effect. And so I'm often bored by speeches on many levels, whether it's political or otherwise. But I found that I could listen to Bill talk for about 20 minutes, and that doesn't sound like a long time, but for me, that's a really long time to actually be engaged when someone is speaking. Usually 2 minutes is what it takes for me to get bored, so.
The screening of Inside Bill's Brain, Decoding Bill Gates, it's a Netflix documentary, and Kevin will be on hand to kind of take that apart and really help people better understand Bill Gates and the mission that he is trying to accomplish. Bruce, you lead a team of students at SIU as a part of the Leadership Development Program. How important is it for those students to really understand what makes Bill Gates tick?
Yeah, we chose this opportunity to really showcase to our students the value of authentic servant leadership. The Gates Foundation is giving away all of its money towards solving major world problems. You'll see in this documentary how Bill is unrelenting in solving three of the biggest problems our world faces today. And he's doing it. I mean, he is truly a modern-day superhero. And I want my students to be inspired by this, to understand that it takes effective leadership, like what Bill Gates has learned over the years, in order to tackle these big problems. And we're very fortunate to have somebody like Kevin, who was part of the earliest leadership development team at Microsoft, to teach them leadership. Everybody needs to learn how to be a leader. You're just not born a leader. And Kevin, wouldn't you agree that it has to be learned and taught?
Well, yes and no, Bruce. I think in some ways it's more like discovered. What do you bring to the table that you can uncover and bring out to the world that helps you inspire others, motivate others? I draw a real specific distinction between leading and managing. In fact, Bill, of course, I mean, on any level, this would not shock you, is a really inspiring leader and dynamic leader, and has changed the world in many ways since he started Microsoft. In contrast, he was a terrible manager. And I think of leaders do the right things and managers do things right. I kind of think of that as a distinction. You know, managers are great day-to-day, project managing, helping people attain their goals, giving them feedback, you know, whereas leaders tend to be more focused on the future and changing how people think about things. Bill's wife, Melinda, who I worked with during 1996, every day of that year, and she was a product manager at Microsoft. And Melinda was one of the very best managers in the whole company at that time. and not as much on the leadership scale, but an incredible manager. Microsoft was a very critical culture, and you couldn't find anybody that criticized Melinda, and that was very unusual. Whereas you could find lots of critics of Bill that worked with him every day.
You can be a part of this special look inside the mind of Bill Gates. It's sponsored by the Leadership Development Program at SIU Carbondale. This mastermind class, for lack of a better phrase, is tonight, February 17th, and then again on the 24th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the SIU Student Center. These are separate courses. You can come to one or both, and you won't be lost if you're not there for this evening. You can get more information on, there's a Facebook event for this event coming up over the next couple of weeks. Kevin Purcell and Bruce Durrance, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
This is WSIU in Focus.